Item 5, from the Executive Director, Charles Alice Art Museum and Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Costello, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I'm here to review our 5-year capital budget plan also. We've submitted 5 projects, 3 of which have been ongoing since at least 2008 or earlier. 3 of those projects are at the Alice, and 2 of them are at the Villa Terrace. They include such items as roof repair at the Alice. I did actually bring some slides. I don't know if you'd like me to just start them now so you can look at them. This will give you an idea. When the snow started melting earlier, a few weeks ago, we literally had, it looked like a watershed coming in down 3 flights of stairs. The little dark spot towards the bottom on the right-hand side is the bucket at the bottom of the 3rd stairs, which filled repeatedly. You can see water coming down everywhere. If you look up at the top left-hand corner, that's water that's running. So needless to say, our staircase was wet, as you can tell from the photos. We had some serious issues with it. There's water dripping off of one of the staircases going into another bucket. That would be the window in my office, which when it snows, this is what I end up with, snow inside my office window.
It's seasonal, though.
It's lovely, but it's also very cold. More snow inside my office. And yet more snow inside the office. And, of course, obviously, when we have rain, too, we do get rain coming in through this continually. So that project is really, it needs to be done. We're having serious issues because of that. You can actually see where part of the plaster is peeling away from interior walls, and we're very concerned about it. As I'm sure most of you are aware, we had a boiler that went down previous winter, last year, and we did go out and look for some financing. We found a $31,000 grant, and we needed about another $50,000 to repair that furnace, and the county didn't have the money at the time. Well, our second furnace, we have 3 furnaces, 3 boilers at the Alice. The second one started to go this winter and finally went, and it meant that the mansion during the cold Arctic blast was at 38 degrees. Our offices were at 57. They're just now starting to warm up. So we've been using space heaters, shutting office doors to stay warm. And we won't have the new boilers are in. They've been tested. The state has approved them, but we're waiting for some other parts that the county has requested some changes. So we really won't have any heat source this year. We haven't had any so far and won't have any until next fall. So my concern is that if the county delays these projects, it costs us more in the long run instead of taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. I understand the county's position. I know as a taxpayer, I live in the city of Milwaukee. Obviously, I'm in Milwaukee County. There are lots of things that need attention. But so many of these things, again, 3 of these 5 have been requested since at least 2008 when I came on board. And so it's frustrating. As you can tell, we need windows and doors. There virtually are no screens and no storms, which cost us more money in heat and electricity. I have one window in my office that truly is being held together with a paperclip because there is nothing outside. I had a window fall out last winter because it literally just rotted away and fell out. So we're frustrated at the lack of attention that so many of these projects need. And again, we understand that the county has a restriction on finances, but there has to be a better way to do this. So we do have 5 projects again. The Charles Alice facade, which would include things such as tuck pointing and painting, and if you came out and looked at it, you would notice that there are many, many places that need some help there. The Villa Terrace drain pipe. We've got issues with water backing up because of drain pipes that need to be repaired. The Charles Alice needs windows and doors replaced, and it certainly needs to have the roof and the drains replaced on it, and then Villa Terrace also needs window and door replacement.
Just as a point of information, it's my recollection as I'm sitting here thinking about this, and it goes back some time, when the Alice in particular, not the Villa, but when the Alice came over to county ownership, there, I think, was a $250,000 endowment of some sort that came with it?
Correct. Sarah Alice left money in her will so that the Alice could be maintained, and that was back in 1946. We receive a very small interest check every year, which the last few years has been around $1,000. At the height, I think it was about $18,000 a year. That was long before my time. I find it upsetting that that money wasn't invested so that in 70 years' time, imagine what kind of money we would have today, because we have created our own legacy fund for long-term investment, and that has done incredibly well, and we started that out with about $350,000, and it's only been a few years, and it's making decent money. And we have tapped into that to help out with some major repairs. We replaced the patio at the Alice 3 years ago and also widened the driveway at the time so it would be handicap accessible and put in a new handicap ramp there. And then 2 years ago, we had to replace the terrace at Villa Terrace. And when it was torn off, it was a $30,000 project. Once the terrace was taken off, the tiles, they discovered that the bladder was the original bladder and needed to be repaired. Once again, we called the county. They sent in an engineer and said, yes, you're going to have some serious issues here if you don't take care of a few matters. And the project went from a $30,000 project to a $62,000 project, and we ended up tapping into the legacy fund to make that. So we feel that we're really good partners. We don't come to the county all of the time and say, we need this, we need that. We're doing what we can to raise funds for the projects that we believe we can help out with. But these buildings, again, are county treasures, and they are owned by the county, and we would like to see some help from the county to maintain them. On a personal note, my husband and I moved here nearly 10 years ago, and one of the reasons we chose Milwaukee was because of the cultural features that Milwaukee offered, and we really felt that it was a wise choice to come here, and I would hate to see those cultural jewels disappear because there always seems to be money for sports things, but not for the cultural things. So thank you.
And just for clarification, the window and door replacements have been submitted in the past?
They have been submitted in the past, yes.
And how many years, do you know?
I couldn't tell you that. Most of these things have been prior to 2008. I take it back. The roof and the drain replacement has been on that since 2000. The windows and doors for both facilities went on when I started, so that would have been 2009. The other three items, the Charles Alice roof and drain replacement's been on since at least 2008. The Charles Alice exterior facade repair has been on since at least 2008, and the Villa Terrace drain pipe repair since 2008 or earlier.
Well, as any homeowner knows, when the roof goes, regardless what your priorities are, what your limits are in terms of capital, you better fix it or you won't have a structure remaining.
Exactly.
So I think this is emblematic in some sense of the problems that we confront in terms of deferred maintenance countywide. And this is particularly severe. Questions by committee?
Refer to the CIC committee, Mr. Chairman.
Motion is to refer to the CIC committee. This is on item number 8. We still have item number 9, and we'll be going to that as soon as we take the... Well, we don't have to take a roll. Is there objection to referral? Hearing none, so ordered. Item number 9, please.
Thank you.
Item number 6, please. I'm reading upside down.
Yeah.